What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, brought to you by Public Square. Stop giving your money to people who actively disagree with your values. PublicSQ.com. I'm Mike Slater. Thanks for being here. So we're going through the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5. Last week, we talked about, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What does that mean, poor in spirit? And this week, we're talking about, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. So what does that mean? Mourn. Yesterday we talked about what mourning does not mean. What is Jesus not talking about here? In short, he's not saying blessed are those who are sad for any old reason. Jesus is talking about mourning over your sinful state. And the point of the mourning is to lead you to repentance. So to go back to Monday, most people think they're born good. Most people think that people are born good. That's our modern worldview today. You're born good, or at least you're better than that other guy. But that's not how it works at all. James 2:10 says, for whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. Pretty clear. And it's a high standard. It's one you and I do not meet and cannot meet. So when you are at the first beatitude, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, when you recognize your sinful state, then and only then can you mourn it. Here's John MacArthur. The issue here is not being sorry because you're lonely, not being sorry because you're discouraged or disappointed, or because you have such an earnest love, or because somebody died. It's not being sorry because you don't get what you want. It's not being sorry because you feel so guilty. It's being sorry because you are a sinner. But most people don't want to hear that. Even you, maybe listening, you're like, no, I don't. Come on, Slater. It's the morning motivation. Yeah, but that's the second part of that sentence. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Don't you want comfort? Well, good. Me too. But you need to mourn first. It's the process. It's part of the deal. Jesus laid it out clear as day. This is so important. Let me present this again. So the first beatitude is blessed are those who are poor in spirit. We talked about it last week. This means realizing you are spiritually bankrupt. Paul, Romans 7:18 says, for I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. And when you realize your poverty in spirit, you will mourn over it. Martin Lloyd-Jones says, it is quite inevitable. As I confront God and his holiness and contemplate the life that I'm meant to live, I see myself and my utter helplessness and hopelessness. I discover my quality of spirit, and immediately that makes me mourn. I must mourn about the fact that I am like that. And here's the difference between this type of mourning versus the other type of mourning, like I'm just sad. The mourning people think about, being sad and disappointed or unfulfilled or someone dying, it won't lead to repentance. That may lead to a change in life in some way, tangentially here or there, right? But the pain, the mourning, just goes away over time. And we forget about it. But the mourning Jesus is talking about here is mourning your sin, which leads to repentance. And that's the kind of mourning that brings you life. I'm not making this up. This is not my philosophy. This is not my, this is the Bible. Paul says, 2 Corinthians 7:10, worldly grief produces death. Godly grief produces repentance that leads to salvation without regret. And it's that salvation is what brings comfort. Final point, the verb in Matthew 5 is present tense. So it's the ones who are continually mourning are the ones who continually are being comforted. It's not a one-time thing. So you should be continually mourning your sin. When Martin Luther posted the 95 Theses, the first one is, when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, repent, he intended that the entire life of believers should be repentance. It's not a one-time thing. It's an entire life of this ongoing, active process. If this still isn't landing, and I hope I'm doing a sufficient job in explaining it, go back and listen to last week's morning motivations about being poor in spirit. That's a prerequisite to this. Jesus put this in order for a reason. But also know that the thing that the world refuses to acknowledge the most, and I think it's the biggest lie of the devil in our culture, is that you are born good and you don't need any of this stuff. You don't need to be poor in spirit. You don't need to mourn. You're awesome. So if you can see this, and if you can live this, nothing will make you more unlike the world. And that's how I want to be. Public Square, an incredible app, totally free in the App Store. The idea is I don't want to keep giving my money to businesses and people who hate me and hate our worldview. And everything I just described right here, like actively despise it with a passion and are actively working against it with the activism that they do in their business. And every week we hear about a new company that does some ridiculous woke thing. You're like, I don't want to give you any more money. So Public Square is an app, totally free, and it connects you with all these businesses locally, which is a great feature. It's how we found Rock and Jenny's subs down the street, as opposed to going to whatever, some big giant corporation. Here's the local business that shares our values, but also national companies as well. And it's totally free and they're all right there. And in order for a business to be featured on the app, they have to affirm that they have these values and these standards and they'll never sell you out. It's awesome to connect with like-minded people in my neighborhood and across the country. Public Square, free download, publicsq.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.